How can I be absolutely sure that I am saved? This is a question that many truly saved people ask, and it's so important that after we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we get the assurance of our salvation. So, let's start with first things first. There is only one way of salvation, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We have to understand that there is absolutely no other way to be saved except through the Lord. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15 that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We're all sinners in need of a Savior, and the Lord Jesus is that Savior. There is no other. Let's read John 1:12-13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This teaches us that those that receive or believe on the Lord become the children of God. It also teaches us that believers are not saved by blood. That means we do not inherit salvation from our parents. We are not saved by the will of the flesh. That means we cannot save ourselves. We're not saved by the will of man. That means no one else can save us. But we are born again and saved by God. Now, how does Christ save us? 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 says, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, paying our sin debt by sacrificing himself for us. Hebrews 9:28 tells us plainly that Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Hebrews 10:10 tells us that we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Then we read in Hebrews 10:14, For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. We can see that our salvation comes completely through what the Lord Jesus accomplished when he died for us on Calvary's cross. So how do we avail ourselves of this great salvation? We simply accept the gift of salvation by believing on the Lord as our Lord and Savior. Let's look at a couple of verses that tell us that. Romans 10:9-10 says, That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Acts 16 tells us of a Philippian jailer that wanted to be saved. Let's read Acts 16:30-31. He brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. It's important to realize that the Lord will save all those who come to him by faith, as we read in John 6:37, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. If you have truly put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Lord wants you to have the assurance of your salvation. John 3:36 assures us that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. John 5:24 says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. 1 John 5:11-13 tells us, And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath a Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I trust that these verses from the Word of God can help you understand that you can be absolutely sure that you are truly saved and have eternal life by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.